One of my brother's favorite Christmas movies is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I look at Chevy Chase and I start laughing. I just look at him and I start laughing. He's very, very funny, and it's an extremely funny movie. There are many lines in that movie that you can do by rote. I mean, I like to go to the late shows. When I was in college, I used to go to the Rocky Horror Picture Show all the time, and I could do all of the lines from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and I would get up and do the time warp with the other people. It was a lot of fun. So when I watch Christmas Vacation, I can do all of those lines. Some of them are not very nice lines, and I won't do them here today. One of my favorite scenes in the movie, however, is where Clark is up on the roof of the house trying to get all the lights working. He has put up 250 strings of lights, 100 lights per string. That's a lot of lights, friends. 25,000 lights. And he's out there trying to get it working, and it won't work, and he gets angry, and he kicks over the Santa Claus, and he throws the Santa Claus, what's left of it, into the reindeer, and he kicks the reindeer over. He's so angry because he can't get it to work. And he's throwing a hissy fit. And his mom and dad and his wife's mom and dad and the kids are out watching him throw this hissy fit. And the wife thinks, wait a minute now. The outside power is controlled from a switch in the basement. And so she goes back and she throws this switch just as Clark puts the thing together. And there's a spark of light. And suddenly the house comes alive with 25,000 lights. And it's so bright it shines into their neighbor's bedroom and blinds them. And they trip and they spill wine all over the floor. And they break stereos. And it's just a horrible mess. And they show a close-up of the meter on the side of the house. And the wheel is spinning around and around and around and around. And they show the city as the lights start going out. And they have to throw the switch on the nuclear reactors to get power back into the city. It's a hilarious scene. In the middle of this city, there's this one house that's absolutely bright with light. Shining with brightness. Hilarious scene. With a very simple message. Clark went through all of that insanity. All of the frustration, all the fighting, trying to get those lights up and working. Screaming and hollering, working late at night. Stapling up the lights on the side. He gets his sleeve caught on the roof. You've done this, haven't you? And then he tries to pull it free. And he finally pulls his sleeve off. And his ladder goes back and bangs against the tree. He puts himself back up and looks around to see if anybody saw it. It's an unbelievably funny movie. If you've not seen it, rent it. And don't let the kids watch it at first. It's really a good movie because it illustrates both the insanity of Christmas as it's become in our world today. It's commercialism. It's plastic superficiality. It's showiness. It's flashiness. And yet, it also has a very simple message. That house, shining brightly, overshining the rest of the city, brightly proclaiming joy to the world. We are to be a house, a family of God, a community of faith, a family of faith, shining brightly the love of God to all, shining brightly of the Prince of Peace, shining brightly. We are to be like the angel choir, singing glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill towards all. We are called to be like the shepherds, hearing the proclamation and going immediately to find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger, to see the wondrous sight, to hear the wonderful good news, And then they didn't just stay there. They then went back out and told all what they had seen. Told all the glorious message of the birth of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We are called to go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. We're not supposed to whisper, you know, Jesus is born. No, Jesus Christ is born. We're called to proclaim it with a shout of praise and exaltation. I went shopping. That's always a mistake for me at Christmas time. And, you know, I waited too long again. So here I am trying to get into North Park, and that took a miracle in and of itself. I wish I had had a Star Trek transporter because it was a nightmare trying to get in over there. And I finally got in, and I'm walking through this mall, and I'm looking around, and it's a pretty decorated mall. And I go into a store, and I'm buying something for my mother. And as I purchase it, the cash person, the lady who's helping me, says, "Happy holidays." Happy holidays? Well, yeah, I agree. Happy holidays. As she said, "Happy Hanukkah," I would have said, "Mazel tov." I mean, you know, come on. It is Hanukkah, too. But she said, "Happy holidays." I replied back, "Merry Christmas." "Thank you." And she kind of looked at me, and she smiled really big, and she said, "Merry Christmas to you." And I said, "Don't worry, I think that's wonderful." And she said, "We're not allowed to say that." "You're not allowed to say it? If you were Jewish, say Happy Hanukkah. When I see Muslims during the middle of Ramadan, I say Salam Aleichem, peace be with you." Over here at the grocery store, there's a beautiful young woman running the checkout stand. She's dressed with a headset, and when I'm checking out back during Ramadan, she was checking me out, and I said Salam Aleichem, and she did a double take, and she said Aleichem Salam. And I realized it was Sunday morning, and I was dressed like I normally am with clerics, and she had this beautiful sudden grin on her face. And I took my groceries and left, proclaiming peace. Why is that such a scandal? Proclaiming Merry Christmas, why is that such a scandal? That same checker was checking me out day before yesterday. And I said, Salam Aleikum. And she said to me, Merry Christmas. The Prince of Peace does not need to be apologized for. The angels sang his glory. The shepherds came and saw and proclaimed it. And we too are called to go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Not just in here, but everywhere. I thank God for the internet ministry because truly the message is proclaimed everywhere. And I celebrate that. But each and every one of us can do that and should do it. We should all be proclaiming the good news of the love and acceptance of Jesus Christ our Lord, the love and acceptance of God for everyone, everyone, and everywhere. We as the family of God have no higher calling than that. To welcome all into the faith. To welcome all into this family. To welcome all into a relationship with God. That's the message of the Christian church. That's the message of the faith. That's the message of the incarnation and birth of God among us. Emmanuel, Jesus Christ, our Lord. That God was in Christ, reconciling, gathering in the world to himself. We have a simple message. Theologians, you know this, Jane. Theologians love to pile great big theological buzzwords like incarnation and soteriology and sacramentology and pneumatology. All these big, long words. In the end, it's a very simple message proclaimed with a simple cry of a baby announcing the birth of hope, peace, love, and faith among us. My sisters and brothers, let us proclaim Merry Christmas to all. Let us proclaim the glorious joy of the presence of Christ Jesus to all and for all. Not whisper it. Let's be like that house in the Christmas vacation, shining so brightly that it blinds others. That it catches their attention and calls them to take note of the message. Well, sometimes the messenger does things the messenger shouldn't do. Sometimes the church does stupid things. I saw the same checkout girl at the same grocery store being harassed by a person in front of me. Being harassed and called bad names by the person in front of me. Oh, my brothers and sisters, sometimes we are our own worst enemy. This is from another sermon altogether, but it's a passage from James where he says that the tongue is the most unruly member of the body. He's right. And I have found that when I'm getting ready to say something, you know, sometimes the thought just kind of occurs in the head and there's very little distance between here and here. And you say it and then you see it kind of coming out of your mouth and you want to reach out and grab it and put it back in. But by then it's too late, my brothers and sisters. You don't have mute control in life. That thought comes to head, comes right out mouth. Next time I find myself doing that, you'll sometimes see me doing this. You wonder, what in the heck is Greg doing? He is crazy. Yes, he is crazy. I'll take my fingers and go like this. With your fingers holding onto your tongue, you can't talk. It doesn't work. Instead of doing stupid stuff, showing the worst of our fallen nature, let's proclaim the good news of the birth of God in our midst. As I said last night, Mary opened herself to the Holy Spirit, opened herself to the power, the almighty power of God. The Holy Spirit and the mighty power of God overshadowed her, and she conceived in her womb the Word of God, Jesus Christ our Lord. We are called to allow the Holy Spirit, the almighty power of God, to overshadow us, so that we may conceive in the womb of our hearts the Word of God, Christ Jesus our Lord, and like Mary, share Him with all. Let's be doing that this season. Let's proclaim Christ Jesus our Lord here in our midst, the real presence of Christ with all. Let's share God with our neighbors. And truly may we be transformed by the presence of Christ, so that when others look at us, they might be reminded, like that glowing house shining brightly, they might be reminded of the peace and love, the hope, the faith that we have in Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, The Lord be with you.
Lift
up your hearts.
Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
right and a good and a joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. On this blessed Christmas morning, as we drink deeply of your grace and are empowered to go tell it to all the world, we join with all your people on earth and all the company of heaven as we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, who was born in Bethlehem of Judea more than 2,000 years ago. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come and you would save your people. And that time is now. For in the incarnation and birth of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, we know the immediate real presence of God in our midst, the presence of the one who died for us that we might never know the sting of sin and death, but might live with you for all eternity. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave the cup to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of the faith. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with your Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. As our Savior Christ has taught us, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Because there is one loaf, we, though we are many, are one body, for we all partake the one loaf. The bread which we break, it is indeed a means of sharing in the body of Christ. And the cup over which we give thanks, it is indeed a means of sharing in the outpoured blood of Christ.
Been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of Northgate United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2011 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal, all rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at Northgate United Methodist Church, 3700 West Northgate Drive, Irving, Texas, 75062. This program was produced by Dr. Gregory Neal.